If you work for a living, why do you kill yourself working?
Sometimes controversial, always interesting. Coming to you from the Pacific Northwest, USA, it's the Ernest Mann Show.
Hello, folks. My name is Ernest. Thank you for being here. In today's episode, I'd like to tell you about a subject that is and has been in the media for quite some time, despite the fact of its total impossibility. To put this very nicely, I find this subject totally idiotic and annoying, so therefore, fucking stupid. I'm talking, of course, about colonizing the moon and or Mars, because of the real-world negative implications of believing such bullshit. The opening line to this episode is actually a quote from the late, great Leonard Cohen, and I basically thought it was perfect. For any of you out there who actually don't know this, there are many, many reasons why we can't build colonies on the moon. But I'm only going to go into a couple of them because, well, I don't want this episode to go on for an hour, and for all I know, even though I do have a wonderful voice, you probably don't want to hear me talk for an hour. So here goes. We here on Earth currently, despite all of our technological process, do not possess the technology that would be needed to endure life on the moon's surface. There is a temperature swing each day of almost 450 degrees, or maybe just a bit over. We're talking about a temperature of 250 degrees Fahrenheit in the day, and about minus 210 degrees Fahrenheit at night. So the requirements for anything even approaching the ability to endure this much of a temperature swing, as I said, we simply don't possess. Besides that, there is the issue of dust. Now, we have, of course, in the U.S., we would have been to the moon many, many times during the Apollo years. One thing that was noted was moon dust. Moon dust is extremely fine, electrostatically charged dust, and it gets everywhere. Several astronauts commented on the fact that you can't really get it off of your space walking suit because it is electrostatically charged. But perhaps even more importantly was how they pointed out that it gets everywhere. And I do mean everywhere. We're talking on a micro level here, but it fouls up mechanical devices as well as electronic devices. So we don't even have, besides what I just previously mentioned, we don't have the technology to overcome that either. So for those two reasons alone, and like I said, there are many, many more, we can't build colonies on the moon. And if you're talking Mars and the complexities and such of even getting to Mars, you can take everything that I just said about the moon and multiply the problems 1,000 times. So yeah, no colony on Mars and no colony on the moon. And just as a side note, there is the physical and mental issues, problems, if you will, with being on the lunar surface and or simply traveling through space. And that is the negative effects of radiation. And speaking of not wanting negative effects, if you're enjoying this episode, please subscribe and hit that notification bell so you won't miss an episode. And because the more subscriptions I get, the more people get to hear what they won't hear anywhere else. It's a win-win situation. Even the researchers in the orbiting International Space Station undergo a tremendous amount of cosmic radiation. And bear in mind, on top of that, they're still within a fair degree of Earth's protection because of their position in orbit. So they're even getting less of an amount of that cosmic radiation than you would if you were going, well, out into space beyond that. Researchers that have spent a long time on the International Space Station, for example, in one case, an astronaut who spent a year there suffered irreversible physical damage to their bodies. Everything from your eyes, your bone loss, and yes, even brain damage. And as I said, that's irreversible. So there's that. So bearing in mind, with just those two cases alone, then I assume it's safe to ask a reasonable question of why the hell do we keep talking about this? And the very short answer is money. It's the reason why we do, well, just about everything in the world today. And some of it is quite legitimate, but in this case, it's very much not. There are people who work in the field of quote-unquote science that are more than happy to keep entertaining this idea of colonizing the moon and or Mars as long as you're willing to believe it and give them funding. So that, as far as I'm concerned, is about as utterly disingenuous any scientist, any reputable scientist, can possibly be. But on the other hand, particularly in America, if you had one or more or a group of scientists having a press conference, let's say, and trying to tell the world how utterly unrealistic and idiotic this is and a complete waste of time and resources, well, that wouldn't go well for the company. And as you know, NASA and any other affiliated businesses such as SpaceX, this is all built on, well, bullshit and fantasy, but they want to keep the money train going. And that's something that in and of itself, again, is a big problem. Because if you guys knew all this, if most people did, well, we'd want to get rid of these bums, and hell, we might even want our money back for all those many years of quote-unquote research into something that is, well, completely pointless and wasteful. What we should be concerned about, though, and what is legitimate, is this asteroid that's going to be passing through Earth and hopefully not impacting with it. somewhere in the early week of December. So if that asteroid, which has been identified, and everybody, well, everybody out there with a TV probably knows about it and is hurtling towards the Earth at incredible speed. Yeah, if that thing hits the Earth, well, let's just say all of a sudden we're not thinking about colonizing Mars. We're thinking about just surviving. So with all of that in mind, one of the less things in your life that you should be concerned about in any way, shape, or form, and especially wanting to give any of your tax dollars for, is absolutely anything concerning, well, colonizing the moon or Mars, or for that matter, even space travel. Because, very simply put, the physics and our human biology are simply not equipped to deal with prolonged weightlessness and space travel. It simply isn't. Our bodies and minds degenerate very quickly. So, yeah, not going to be going zipping through the galaxy Star Trek style anytime soon, if ever, again, because of physics and our biology. Now, as far as the distant future, I don't know, 500, 1,000 years, assuming we make it that far without disease or bombing each other to death with nukes or a gigantic big-ass asteroid smashing into the planet. Maybe. As far as these things are concerned, I understand the logic that so many of the things that we enjoy today quite casually would have been unimaginable in the, well, even 100 years ago. But you also have to bear in mind that these things do not defy the laws of human biology and, perhaps even more importantly, physics. You simply can't get around the physics of existence. That's the unfortunate truth. We're all on this prison planet, stuck here on this pearly blue orb floating around in space, and that's all we've got. My advice is that we have to, first of all, learn how to get along and hopefully thrive. And as far as that's concerned, that's going to be a subject for another episode. Until next time, this is Ernest, and that's all I've got for today.